Hey ta ola ola ontanga makadiko muri yangu yeZimbabwe tinogamuchira imchirongwa. We welcome you kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome to The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. Welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Welcome ontanga. Tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Ini ndini wenyu Mike Hove, mina ontanga igama lami ngu Mike Hove, Zimbabwe muhle. My name is Mike Hove. So ontanga, those that pay attention to our radio, on Sunday kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, I spoke to a gentleman igama lakhe ngu Zenzo Nyoni, ndakataura one umomfesi anonzi Zenzo Nyoni, who is the founder of the Education and Unemployed Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. We spoke about schools opening today, we spoke about parents' complaints, we spoke about the teacher strike, and we touched on several different issues. And Nyoni yena, he seemed to emphasize on the fact that we have Milana Lababalisi, who are under the PTUZ and Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. He feels that he needs to pay them a lot more. So, ontanga, that's part of the conversation that we're looking to tackle. Nasi Muchirongwa. However, we're looking at a bigger picture, lamhlanje. We're looking at touching on tertiary educations. So lamhlanje we're talking education, but we're focusing on tertiary education in Zimbabwe. I want to understand, ngifuna ukuxoxa nami, ndodawara nemi hama zangu, ukuthi sizwe ukuthi njengoba eningi labasakhulayo eZimbabwe, especially those that go to tertiary, through to the tertiary education system, there's about 30,000 of them that graduate. Isimo somnotho eZimbabwe asivumi ukuthi kube le misebenzi. So a lot of them are going through education system lena and they're coming out with degrees. However, a lot of them, bayakhalala, you've heard the story of the unemployed graduate lapha eStudio 7. Bayakhalala besithi buti Mike, bawobe azvinakumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe, hanzi akuna mabasa. So I want to hear from you ontanga, njalo our panelists, ukuthi those that go through the education system in Zimbabwe, the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe, how exactly are they planning on using their skills when they come out of that education system? But before I delve deeper into today's topic on Tanga, as usual, let's take a look at what we have planned for you in today's program.
Tonight on The Connection.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Apex Council, we have rejected the NJNC with the contempt of those two bodies, he said. They don't represent the interests of the workers and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their boardroom discussion.
Innocent Kagadora should not be here. The 23-year-old holds a political science degree from Zimbabwe's top university. Yet because of Zimbabwe's soaring unemployment, here he is. Since graduating in 2015, he spends his time on this corner, selling phones 14 hours a day.
I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet, sweet.
Yebo ontanga, +12026192077 is the number to call nga ofisi ungena kuhlelo. Tiripopa WhatsApp zwekare, saka tutumire ma message. +12024650318. So ontanga, vechidiki, pinda mchirongwa, tikurukure, nasi maona uzuri kuitika. Pa radio, tirikutepe nyura pa masaisai, anoti 909 medium wave frequency, pa 4, tiripo zwekare, pa 4930, 6080, uye zwe, pa 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Ku Facebook sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu, tripo pa VOA Shona, sikhona ku VOA Ndebele. We are broadcasting live on our Facebook page VOA Studio 7. For those that love the internet, laba bathanda uku streama ebulenjini, vanda kutefenyira pa internet tripo pa www.voashona.com, voandebele.com, uyeje pa voastudio7.com. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma la, mikhana utawutawura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BIGMIKE3. Hoza wena DJ Skyver uthi heywa imali yeqolo. Hayi ingoma yaduma ontanga, you should check it out. Hoza siyabonga wena DJ Skyver @BigMike3. That's the Twitter and Instagram username. Nga ufuna ukuxoxisana kamhla uthawura neni ngatikurukure ipo. But ontanga, write your comments, write your numbers sikhona ku Facebook msakangano tikutefenyira pa Facebook VOA Shona VOA Studio 7 sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele. If you're joining us right now on Tanga, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. So let's get into today's topic on Tanga. Earlier on, I touched on the fact Wuguti, on Sunday, I spoke to a gentleman, Ikamalake Zitarake, the Zenzonyoni, who is the founder of the Unemployed and Education Youth Forum of Zimbabwe. Unyoni, we spoke about several different things pertaining to the opening of schools, lamhlanje, and Unyoni is going to be joining us later on in the program as we can further the conversation talking about the tertiary education system. Unyoni, he focuses on unemployed youth and he focuses on the education system. So I found Utai lamhlanje, he should be the perfect man. Utange nguhlelo akhlotisane lati sonke kurukure nesu. Asi, mogona upinda omchirongwa mondu za oma onre enyu +1 202 619 2077. So earlier on I mentioned Uguti yena Unyoni, he's 100%, 150% matter of fact in agreement with Varairidzi, those ababalisi, those who are in a protest lamhlanje, ababalisi who are under ATUZ njalo IPTUZ. Unyoni uthi hayi ngempela ababalisi kumele batshengisele because he feels the pain that they go through. Nxa sebehamba esikolo abala mali, abanye have to struggle just to get to work, kumele bashiyele abantwana ukudla, and so forth and so forth. So we're looking forward to having Unyoni ehlelweni lamhlanje as we speak more about it. However, ontanga, I also mentioned ukuthi lamhlanje kuhlelo, I want to look at something deeper, something bigger than just what the events of today. I want to look at the tertiary education system here to Zimbabwe. I'm looking at focusing on the fact ukuthi liyabona eZimbabwe iZCTU, ihlanganiso yeZCTU, makanzwa o veZCTU, the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions reporting kuthi kuZimbabwe hansi there is 90% unemployment. However, several different outlets, us included, have reported ukuthi there's 30,000 graduates that graduate annually. So what I'm trying to understand, Nasim Chirongwa, is all these graduates that come in and out, I'm out, in, out, 30,000 ontanga, how many of these people, one, are actually getting employment if 90% of the country is unemployed? Njalo, how many of those people have learned how to use the skills that they've attained to create a source of employment? I'm actually going to give you guys a couple of examples of the people that are doing that. Goto, I want to hear from you, ontanga, uti aiwa, imi murujwana ose, muno garam chipinda mchirongwa, ngobunengi benu, muchitu uza okuti aiwa, Big Mike indakapedza kuchikoro, ndika wana o degree, asi ya mabasa, hakuna, wangwa chema chema, aiwa, indakuto itashu, kutengesa airtime, indakuto zvokutengesa matimati pamusika. Saka ndifuna kuzwa kini ontango, ikakhulukazi laba who are vendors and so forth and so forth, who have graduated abaqedile imfundo zabo, ukuthi njengoba selitholile ulwazi lolu, what exactly do you have plans for today? So ontanga, back to the topic the top topic of the day, schools opening. Earlier on, I touched on the fact that amalunga awe enhlanganiso awe athuzi njalo the members of PTUZ, all of them, they took to the streets lamhlanje, and eningi labo showed dissatisfaction with what is going on. What I'm trying to understand, Ontanga, is what exactly was going on. We have a press conference, eyabo, that is going to be showing ukuthi what exactly came out of their meeting. Kodwa, please, Ontanga, ngenani kuhlelo, tell us what you think about the schools opening. Tell us what you think about the education system. Tell us what you think about the unemployment in Zimbabwe. +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call. Pinda mchirongwa, ngenani kuhlelo, sikokle, ngobunengibe, two. Hey, Mr. Producer Man, Azishe. Ngibona ngani, hi, kuyashupa. So, Ontanga, please, ngenani kuhlelo, lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi +1 202 619 2077 is the number to join if you're looking to join in today's topic. Now to the top story of the day, R2s and PTUZ. Those are the people who seem to be dominating the news, lamhlanje. So we figured, let's get that out of the way. Give you guys an update. Ukuthi kahle kahle kwenzakalani eZimbabwe. Ontanga, hi. Pinda mchirongwa, +1 202 619 2077 is the number. Konga ofisa ungena kuhlelo. Kodwa, before we go further, let me show you guys what exactly happened, lamhlanje, where PTUZ and R2s held a joint press conference where they were tackling exactly the problems that they're facing as teachers, and they're discussing further what they have planned in action. Let's take a look.
Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
What was supposed to be a dialogue in the forum, what was supposed to be a negotiating forum, but it turned out to be a rally. And after them failing to reach an agreement at the rally, they said, anticipated, they are running away from the workers. And how are they running away from the workers? They are convening an illegal meeting. And the illegal meeting is constituted under the defunct and unlawful National Joint Negotiating Council. We want to put it clear that Section 65 of the Constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe provides for collective bargaining as opposed to collective bargaining. Now, this is a fundamental right for the working class. This is a fundamental right for the citizens of Zimbabwe. Now, the government is going back 1997 to use a special instrument 141 of 1997 Public Service Joint Negotiating Council Regulation, which is now ultra vires to Section 65 of the Constitution. Now, as the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, we have rejected the Apex Council, we have rejected the NJNC with the contempt those two bodies deserve. They don't represent the interests of the workers, and they cannot negotiate on behalf of the workers, and we will never respect whatever outcome they can manufacture in their board of discussion.
Liabezwa ka. Hey, ababalisi bathi hayi aba amalunga awenhlanganiso A2s njalo iPTZUZ bese barukuthi aywa isahathis kudzokela kuzvikoro. However, just as a side note, zikhona izinyi izikolo ezivuliwe lamhlanje. Sibone abanye ireporter yethu Arthur Chigoriwa yena lamhlanje usitshele vele ukuthi ngale eMarsh West zikhona ezinye izikolo ezivuliweyo, omunye njalo ureporter wethu anonzi Anastasia Ndlovu nayo areporter achiti udzawo ukuthi aiwa zvikoro zvavhurwawo kuBulawayo, tanzwawo zvikare kuna Thomas Chiripasi vati udzawo zvikare kuti aiwa kuHarare zvikoro zvavhurwa. Saka aiwa musatye, hanzi varairidzi vamwewo vari kuprotesta asi zvikoro zvavhurwa zvechokwadi. So let's take a look ukuthi abantu vathini lapha kukhasi lethu ele Facebook. sibona uShupikai Mujakachi uthi eita skipani pra Shupikai. Wisdom Gunduza uthi hi Studio 7, hello Gunduza, unjani. Cleopas ari kuti ndakatera zvangu ndiri pa Zungula apa pa Zambia. Muribanji Mr. Cleopas, I hope you are well. Ontanga pindai mchirongwa plus 1202619207. So ontanga, let's move forward. Earlier on I told you kuti sikangiluba lomnumzana uzenzo nyonu who's going to be talking to me about the tertiary education system in Zimbabwe. Lapo, we're going to be focusing on the graduates that are cranked out in Zimbabwe. Earlier on I mentioned kuti there is 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe. What are there? 30,000 graduates that are cranked out. That means there are 30,000 abantu who see themselves as, amongst them are IT people, marketers, teachers, doctors, and so forth and so forth. The list goes on and on. However, in Englabo, baya kalala, anzai wa, tape zaota wana degree redo, akuna mabasa ku Zimbabwe. Saka chanruda unzwa kwa muri is, are you guys looking for an alternative means to create a source of employment? So let me give you an example. If you're someone agapedzao, agawana oma skills ake, agapedza degree rake re IT, are you using the knowledge you attained from your degree to create a source of means? Are you going out there being a consultant? Are you going out there creating platforms and apps for people to use? Are you using your skills to create a source of income? So, masambe ni guye umnumzana uzenzo nyoni, siyezo wakunengi. Mnumzana nyoni ngea kwamgela kushelo puto.
Inya po nga puto mai, kwenye nba.
Haa, ngea pila. Nangu 2019 sesfigile puto.
Aye, siya mwanga lo ukupila, so anungu nungu ukupila under the hardship of the situation in the country. Kwa nai, ukupila siya kwenye.
So, mnumzana, astin tutabo luse kutwini la msha nje prazenzo. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi there is 90% unemployed youth in Zimbabwe. Not just youths, but unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is at an all-time high. It's at 90%. Njalo, there's 30,000 graduates that are cranked out of the tertiary education system annually.
Yes.
So now, Mlumzana, what exactly is going on? Because we have 30,000 qualified individuals, but we have a 90% unemployment rate. When these people are going through the tertiary education system, what exactly is their game plan?
My brother, Mike, the situation in the country, as I told you last time, that we are facing the hardships, not only the students, but in particular, Amayoti Wonke are facing the same challenges. But we cannot say Amayoti Magangai Eskolwen or cannot go to university or colleges. The situation, yes, is fair, but the part of it is that most of the youth who are the graduates, as we speak, are the fuel sellers, are the vendors, and some of them are the ones that are trying to maybe to lift our country, maybe in some of other cases. But so far, so good. In Bulawayo, we don't have that much complaint about the school. Ama universities are Bulawayo. Ama colleges are Bulawayo. The situation in the country is not all about the education sector. The situation is in the country is about the unemployment rate that is still going down each and every time, each and every day. Most of those youth who are the graduates, who can maybe lift our country with their skills. But those are the same youth today, South Africa, particularly a situation. It's not it's Zimbabwe. Let's say not in Zimbabwe in such. In Bulawayo, so each and every year in us, Bulama graduates, I see more than maybe 200 every year, not every after 3 years or 4 years. Every year in us, graduates more than 200 AMA students. And those some students after graduation, our 7 Edison. Those are the students who are taller SSFO, and I'm attachments outside the country, SR7s outside the country. I believe in Zimbabwe as a country, he upgraded our youth which to us as our youth is a serious challenge because the skills that we are bringing from the colleges and from our university.
Yep.
Those skills, you want to create an employment within our areas, within our communities, and within our country.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of the situation in the country that is training each and every day, our youth are going to South Africa, Botswana, and overseas, just Macarena Pastors. So it's a serious challenge for us as young people. And that sector, I think, it will not end and will not stop because the situation is still going down each and every day in the country.
What are you doing? Nisandukusho ukuthi there's 3,000 students that graduate every year.
Yeah.
And it's even regardless of laba bayi 200 abahamba emazweni athiyeneyo, the rest of them, ikakhulukazi laba abasalayo besithi okay, sesidinga eminye imisebenzi, we're now using ama alternative means of creating a source of income. Abanye sebetengisa izwitsi, amatimati lokunye okuthiyeneyo emgqaqweni. Are these people or are these youths considering alternative means to create a source of income? Ngishilo, I gave an example. Let's say, for example, I went through college and I studied IT. When I finish my degree, are they considering, okay, fine, without having to find a job where I'm sitting in an office and I'm an IT expert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I can be a consultant where I can sell ideas, where I can sell platforms, where I can sell, isn't just Chianeo that I can use Uluwazi Luami to create?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Brother Mike. Yes. What I can say now is up to a government. Does the government offer our youth in Ilokozen money to start their project or to start their business? Because even a youth who is a graduate or IT graduate or whatsoever cannot start any project, cannot start anything without having a capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we look at the situation in the country, the government is failing just to source funds for our salaries, for our civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can the same government manage to source funds for in our process for the youth and then to start their initiative? Then it's a serious challenge. Yes, skills are there, and all youth are trying by all means to create employment on their own with their skills. But the situation is that they don't have the capital to start those particular projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serious challenge. The challenge here is on the resources, not on skills. Yes, we do have skills. Yes, they've got skills, and they've got plans, and they've got good project proposals, and they've got good concepts. You know, but the situation and the challenge is coming west, and it comes from that there is no capital that they can get from maybe Zimbabwe Youth Council or from the government loan.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that challenge, I think it affects every youth that have got a skill, maybe to come up with something or initiative that can help themselves or as maybe a society or as a project or as a, let's say, as a project or as a society. Because everything will need a capital. At the end of the day, the government don't have that capital.
Gulo Sefas Ngwanya Uti, the situation in our country as of late to us when we complete our study duties, we now end up losing hope in education because it's now what seems as though we're doing professionals what to be MCs. Oh, okay. Ngibona ngani umnumzana lapha uzama ukuthi sebelahlile ithemba ngemfundo ngenxa yokuthi akusela imisebenzi. Eningi labo they now have ama graduate ama papers that show ukuthi hayi uqedile ukufunda but ukuphumelela emfundweni yebo kodwa imisebenzi ayisiko. Uyamkhuthaza nawe umnumzana lo?
I think I once said that before, put Mike in the last interview. But at the end of the day, most of the youth, I think I suppose education is just a useless thing, an instrument. Because at the end of the day, yes, with the hammer is funded. Then what? What will come after that? And at the end of the day, you find out is a better person because he's more productive than you. Okambe was spent about 5 years in university.
Kodwa mnumzane awungitsheleke Zenzo, tell me something. Bakhona abasakhulayo who are doing izimanga eZimbabwe, who are doing surprisingly really exceptionally well without government assistance. I'll give you examples, some that are even based in Zimbabwe. Kulo munyu ongusakhulayo igama lakhe ngugugu lwethu Siso, we featured here on our youth program, who recently started a company named Tumeza, whereby she's using our initiatives. She created a platform where other youths who have imoto can transport ama goods abanye abantu. So let's say mina ngilombheda that I need moved from a store to my house. Yeah, now Ukukuletu has provided a platform where some youths that have a truck can come and move Umpetam to my house and be paid for that. Are those not a means of using your knowledge to create a source of employment?
Thank you, but Mike. Like I said it before, what youth can have a capital, mm-hmm. maybe to come up with a project or maybe a cooperative, but everything starts from a capital. You mm-hmm. cannot start a business without capital. In order to have a car that will ferry that bed to a certain place, you will need a car, you will need a fuel, which mm-hmm. is the capital that's supposed to be set in place. So maybe it tries, and maybe after he tried it, he saw it, it's helpful. But in that particular trying, whatever the source of income, maybe whatever the support or a sponsor from someone, and not everyone has got a sponsor, not everyone has got in AMA resources.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we need AMA resources, we need a capital from whosoever to assist you to start their project.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a serious challenge.
Okay.
Everything starts from capital, but Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can have a good initiatives. We can have maybe good concepts or not, but as long as we don't have financial in hand or resources in hand, then we are nothing as well.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa. Uyakhulumana is Shona Zenzo.
Yes.
All right. Ngatimbotaurai kane rurimi rwechishona. Tikuonawo vechidiki vakawanda kuZimbabwe vari kuchema-chema vachiti aiwa, isu takapedza madegree edu asi mabasa hakuna. Ini chandinoda kunzwisisa ndechekuti pavakawana knowledge ikoko vachienda kuchikoro kucollege uko, are they not able to use knowledge yavakawanawo kuti vave self-employed, vazvitsvagirawo mari nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana?
From that is that government, you know, by my youth, especially when it comes to resources, because my youth would attend a business, So government is supposed to better my youth, it pin the ipabo. And then even my organization would consult my organization with other better in the capital. And then this is not a good revenue, good concept note, Yaganyoro, a good project proposal, Yaganyoro, maybe in my access, which I want to go. So capital, I think, is the factor.
And Rukunzwai, asi Vanyoni, not so long ago, a couple of months back, we heard Umongameli, Emerson Mnangagwa, vachinyatsa kuti aiwa, isusu kuno kunyika, tudauti imi vechidiki, you teach yourself how to become self-employed so that we create millionaires who can further employ abanye abasakhulayo. Is that not practical? Is he being unfair by suggesting something like that? Ngibona ngani usesimlahle lunyoni kodwa sizamudinga aze angene kuhlelo. Aiwa muri kumunzwawo vanyoni avari kunyatsotsanangura vari kuti aiwa. Vanyoni vari kutsanangura aiwa. Hurumende inofana kuprovide mari so that these youths can create employment for themselves and you attain or use the knowledge that they've attained ekolichini to create a source of employment. Aiwa, hande kune mapeji edu tuono kuti Hanzi Chine vanhu. Tawanda Mzembe aruti from Cape Town. Tawanda arikuona neso ariko Cape Town. Tawanda, tinogamuchira muchirongwa. Gabriel Paradzai, Vaisa number. Hanzi Gabriel watching you from Chipinge. Tinogamuchira muchirongwa va Paradzai. Richo Mkwanda aruti Zanu PF ngaibve. Ha, aneta ne hurumende iripo. pedi maka vati madiko zvirufamba here mukoma pedi panashe tapfuma vati ha zanu maraf zvinenge vanhu zvavanenge vaneta nehurumende iripo pedi mhaka kubva atoisa nenhamba yake hanzi ndifonereiko akova mhaka zvamakuisa foni yekuzimbabwe asi muri kuti muri kumidran kusouth africa ndeipiko iyi panashe tapfuma bvati imbofonai tikuudzei marwadziwo atinawo isu ha aiwa tichakutsvagai mukoma tapfuma tinotenda zvikuru nevari kunyora macomments please ngenani kuhlelo pindai muchirongwa handei kupeji yedu yestudio 7 tionawo kuti vari kuti chiko hanzi nasvipikai eita skipani svipikai ndambokumoresaiwo sefas bva atiudzawo hanzi ndiripo ndiri kunzwai ndiri pabatebridge zviri kufamba here ndionawo bhuta wamungu uyu hanzi zininga simba rashe evans ari kuti ola skipani autsam ngakumbula iza sefas bva adzoka bva ati the situation in our country is of late hanzi when we okay hanzi when we complete our school duties we lose hope because hanzi tinenge taona dzidzo dzedu but mabasa hakuna hanzi kuti uzviite project inoda mari for initial cost so there is nowhere where I can get money iyoyo so zvinoda kuti uwane loan or kumbopindawo pabasa asi mukoma pamunenge muchitengesa kapamusika murundudzawo kuti mari hamukwanisi kusevha here kana kuti mari yacho ishomanene pindai muchirongwa mundudzowo lisichele albert hanzi ndiri pakzn apo skipan put albert hanzi government yedu hanzi marenge nyena how do you expect vanhu vakaita sachiwenga kuti vasupporte education hanzi mugabe was far much better mukanzwawo vechidiki vachichema-chema hanzi vamugabe ngavadzoke aiwa zvinotyisa izvo plus one ontanga plus 1202617 ilo ludaba olusegudwini pindai muchirongwa ndiyo nhamba yokutifonera kodwa ngezwa kuti ugest wetu umuhlonitsho wetu uzenzo nyoni is back nyoni ukona there we go. Good thing you're back. So ending laba sakhulayo lapha kuhlelo I'm reading ama comments abo bayakhalala bathi hayi into yokuqala uhulumende okhona abamthembi babona ngani uhulumende okhona doesn't put much importance or emphasis on izifundo eZimbabwe. Uyavumelana lombono wabo na?
Some quarrels on that one, but Mike, because how can a government, like I said in the interview, that a government has to source whatever material for the education sector. In order for the education sector to progress well, a government has to put more material on that. Moreover, even like what I said last time was, when we look at the education sector, especially AMA teachers, in order for umntwana ukuthi enjani, abe lezifundo maybe pass rate ekondileyo. Uteacher kumele afundise happy esazi ukuthi insalary yakhe can sustain him or her. But with the situation in the country, you find out that amateurs have a very less salary, which can cause the teacher to have the interest to be even in the class or to be at work. However, because of that, also the amateurs are adding on a whole job. And then the same government again is denying that access to them. And then at the end of the day, we see the education net as a flop and the education net are in now because as long as my teacher ever got interest, then we are not going anywhere. And the Lama students, it's nothing, I'm a learner today. Now, our seller, so that spirit to go to school or whether university or college, because as at the end of the day, I can go to university, I can go to college, but at the end of the day, is when you sell a car. In my end, you spend, then you see a university, I should recover that money. But at the end of the day, you don't recover that money because you'll be not at work. You have to in a car.
So it's a very serious ungathi aziko inhlelo ezikhona ezilenjongo zokuthuthukisa abontanga eZimbabwe na for example ungabhekalana kwele Melika bale bathiwa iyali Young African Leaders Initiative where they invite abantu abasakhulayo from different countries Zimbabwe included ukuthi babuye la so that they exercise and make their skills or their trade better ukuthi when they go back ekhaya they make their lives a tad bit better and they improve on indlela abathuthukisayo ngayo i-business labo are you saying ukuthi indlela ezinjalo azikho eZimbabwe
Right, your line was there, but a little bit I caught you. See, Aurora can say, yes, I know about EADI. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, yes, we have got some institutions here and there. Mm-hmm. I think one of the young ladies are here and there, just, but not much. Those institutions are, they don't have funding. And they, as for me, what it is, ama activities are going to conscientize ama youth or to what is the who has ama youth here and there. Because the things don't happen that I think, you know, what it don't But anyway, besides that, we cannot rely on our institutions and the organizations at our funding. China is our African Zimbabweans. I think we have to have our own baby who look after us. That our own baby is our government. Into your own with Mike, it falls under government this time. Like I said, this is not a trusted government. We cannot rely on a government which has failed before. Mm-hmm. So of which we still have got a challenge because this government is still the same. I don't want to interlude. And running an organization, an education organization, I conquer with our teachers. To put the amateurs down because I would see who would be in 17 is a Suslam building, but here on top of all of them, I am at the school at the same time. Mm-hmm. In order for Umtuan to have a motor hotel, who made a village school, in order for Umtuan to have an engineer, everything is better to make a village school. So, our teachers are very important people in our life. Mm-hmm.
So,
Umer Sakarachi.
So I'm hammering back on Inhlelo ezikhona eZimbabwe abo Boost Fellowship and more. Abontanga bona, are they actually exploring these fellowships or are they just so tired ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe to the extent ukuthi sebecabanga ukuthi hayi mina I give up.
Like I said my brother last time, what everyone has given up. Akusena umuntu ole hope le faith into le khona eZimbabwe. Every young person has given up. Wonga ama youth gasa tendi a government or whatever initiative that comes from the government. And then the same government, if you look at in the education sector, or those that's not in a financial, then you beam a abantu on a school, and you find out abantu on a more bed. Only abantu on a certain political party, and so which all those people.
That's not true. Bako and Abasakula, who are doing things, who are not linked to any political party.
Yes, but not much. If every young person now in Zimbabwe, I would like to you, Mr. Mike, every young person in Zimbabwe that are joining ZANU-PF just because they want to benefit. As long as you're not a ZANU-PF person, you don't benefit anything. So now that's a serious challenge. Some are joining ZANU-PF just because they just want to benefit. They're not joining ZANU-PF just because the love is ZANU-PF, but just because they want to benefit.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke wothi ngikubambe ecingweni sibone ukuthi abantu bathini lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu umsakangwane bathiri popa VOA Shona pa VOA Ndebele uyezwe pa VOA Studio 7. So let's go to our comments and see ukuthi nina nithini ngodabula segudwini namhlanje. Tukona Hanzi na Caleb Chirara. Hanzi, what's the benefit of this conversation? Aiwa, Val Chirara, I'm trying to understand and I'm trying to create a dialogue between me and you, Mteri Redu, uyezwe vazenzo nyoni, about the context of the conversation, about the conversation at hand. I'm trying to understand, all right, 30,000, like I said, that are cranked out annually. Vanopedza chikoro kuZimbabwe, which I want, I need a degree where I'm qualified enough to get a formal job in the formal sector. Not going to take some veggie, nema sweets, nema chichi. I'm trying to understand, is there a way that people can actually go about creating a source of self-employment? So if there's something to learn, I'm looking forward, not just for me to learn, because mina ngikhona sonke, we don't stop learning. However, for other people to learn, if there are hints and tips to be caught, that's what I'm looking forward to talking about. I also touched on several different people, abantu abasakhulayo, who are doing big things. Isimanga eZimbabwe. Ngithinte, I told you all about Ugugulethu Siso, who has a company called Tumeza. Shout out to Ugugulethu. Kulomunye umuntu ongisakhulayo igama lakhe ngukhuda kwashe Msasiwa, who has a platform that's coming out soon, Tiwa send a lighty. Now, this is also another means that, and also another way that people are utilizing the knowledge that they attained. Lapo behamba emakolishini lema university. Vabusasiwa varugu create a platform inenge chishanda pamafona papa. Panana Google, nana chichi, where you access the platform and you actually hire someone to do chores for you. So for example, kuna wanu wakawando waruku chema chema aiwa guys, kune ma QFU akareba. Ha! Unuona muna aninga garapo the whole day muna hakto neta kuta aiwa guys and zanda wana fuel. Saka, what Kuda did was he created this platform with the idea so you can pay someone a couple of dollars so they can sit in their fuel queue for you. Kanono fuel, vokunzira mote yako. So you guys should check it out. It's called Send a Lighty. Follow him on social media njalo uko na. Omunye njalo, and we actually have a video that illustrates a business like umfana lo. We featured him lapha kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo. Igama lakhe nguTafara Makaza. Umfana lo, he launched the first mobile taxi service in Zimbabwe, not as Zimbabwe, but eBulawayo, called Zim Taxi, and he's also the CEO of a company named Fixer. Now, Zim Taxi yona is basically Uber. For those that understand how Uber and Lyft work, lapha eMelika, kwele South Africa, ngamazwe achiyeneyo, it's the same principle whereby you hire a car, someone comes to fetch you, and they deliver you to the exact place. You don't pay them with cash. You use, once again, intolento, guys, yenzis manga. You pay nge phone. So, uTafara, he launched that, njalo iFixer, and therefore, what he did was, yena uyafunda la kwele eMelika, kodwa he used his knowledge that he's attained from university to create a source of employment, not just for himself, but for abanye abasakhulayo. For those that don't know how Zim Taxi works, what is Silly Cheng is it? Take a look. Libonile pela. All you do is you go into Google, you invite, the lift comes, yakudopa, and it takes you to your place. For those that are on radio, unfortunately, you didn't get to understand what was going on. All you could hear was doo, 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 doo. Basically, that was a visual illustration of how Zim Taxi works. Ontanga, check it out on Twitter at Zim Taxi. So let's go back to umnumzana uzenzonyoni. See as uthi kanti yena uthini about all these initiatives that is khona. Umnumzana nyoni usakhona?
Yes, ngikhona.
Ukhona ngis?
Yes, the line is bad because it's raining. I can't get you clear.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly now?
Hello.
Yeah, ngizwa now. Ah, bona na I line. Bona ngani network yahlupa lamhlanje. But no matter, sizamdinga size simthole. +1202619 is the number to call. Ngenani kuhlelo kanti balaleli alifuni ungena kuhlelo yini. Hanzi na va Solomon Moliwa. Hanzi hurumende yedu haina mari yekupa ma youth for now. Inongo, hanzi chi? Inongo wana yekupa committee yaba mtlante. Watching you from David. Tambo isa ojo kare ma promo yipapo. Saka hande yekune ma promo yedu tuwa nukutuvanu. Varu kutichipa dande mtande. Msaka ngano yukupinda mchirongwa ontanga. Lamshanje tuguze ya nyayo yeshukoro. Nduda unzu wakufa kwa muri kuti aiwa. Pamno penza kushukoro shushaka siyana siyana. Murugu wana mabasa. Yeri kana msinga mawane mabasa. Are you using the knowledge that you attained uko kuchukoro so that you create a source of self-employment? Tukunzwa uko pa page redu hanzi. Hanzi na Richard Moyo tinotenda chose nebasa gurura mnoita Studio 7 nguva dzose uye nekunzwa pfungwa dzevanhu munyika medu neva rukunze kwenyika tinoti muchengetwe naMwari nguva dzose. Hanzi uye ngatisangane hanzi ndizvo izvozvo. Munyori Dennis Vati ndipo paunoona togarepi achipindawo muchirongo achichoti achiri ndiri wechidiki. Ndikona vanorest pride mudyiwa varikuisa nhamba dzavo. Hanzi komi tapiwa chawe tabva ati ndi chaire hanzi ndiroirei runare Trinos Prince vaisawo naewo hanzi KKKKK ane 53 years ari kusekawo zvambotaurwawo vamambomba vari kutionawo nesuwo pachirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa ontanga pindai muchirongwa tinzwe kuti ndeipi yamuri kutamba nhasi uyezve muri kubvumirana nezviri kutaurwa here nazenzonyoni nyezvo kuti silomlaleli ehlelweni Chirongwa, kola mlaleli, mapinda mchirongwa. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, magadi yenyu baba?
No, fara zangu magadi yu.
Tiripo, mapinda ka mchirongwa cheve chidiki.
Ndecheve chidiki, asini zangu ndiri baba. Pane padoko doko panduwa na panokura dambu zikoredu.
Saura yenyu baba?
Dambu zikoredu riku, dambu zikoredu. Rino kura pa kudai sezizi. Andimona pia munangarwa vakaenda kuzororo. Vaenda kuzororo. Vakadzoka vachimanya kanda dzokera tambudziko ra madokta. Asi vasati vaenda vanga vasada kuzorora vo kuna Chiwenga. Raiti vadzoka vana kuya vakataura na madokta vakazotura mukadzi wavo. Akaitona sokuti vodotora gwara ra mugabero kuti mukadzi wake iye anga kunyangadza nyika iye asava mukadzi wake mukadzi wake azonotaura namadhokta ari ani hurumende yake ine vanhu vakakwana maminista ese aripo vakakona mabasa here saka inini inyaya yakandinesa yandoda rubatsiro kubva kwavari zvino kubva kuna vana Chiwenga kuti gwara ravatora nderipi rokutungamidza mukadzi wouyu kuti ataure namadhokta ivo varipo
okay
saka ndinokumbira kuti kana vateereri vakateerera vachimbobatawo nhauyi kuti takuenda kupi takudzokera zvesure kwatakati giresa auraya nyika giresa auraya musangano ndokutodzokerazve
haiwa the next time patotaurawo nemamembers ezanu baba tichavabvunzawo kana vanhu vehurumende tichavabvunzawo kuti aiwa zvamaa kutitumirawo first lady kwakanaka here
handinotenda hangu
aiwa balaleli mzwile umnumzana engena kuhlelo hayi uyapopota ubaba lo uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokho kwayenziwa ukubaba umnangagwa ukuthi u-first lady yena usehambe uyokhulumisana lamadokotela uthi in what capacity is she going to speak to abodokotela akwenzi lokho but ayi wababa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa
ndatenda
So ontanga +12026192077 is the number call. Siyalinxusa lonke ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nasi thukuzeya nyaya ye education. Ngibona ubaba esengena la ye kodwa I understand sometimes abantu bale frustration bafuna uthinta indaba ezinenge ezijeneyo. Ngena nokuhlelo siza ukuthi kanti kwenzakalani nxa sesixoxisana nge education eZimbabwe. Aiwa tukona manhamba ari kunaya zvikuru tichakutsvaga kuti kupinzei muchirongwa lamhlanje kuhlelo tirikuzeya nyaya yeeducation tanzwa wavo vazenzonyoni vambopinda muchirongwa vakakurukura nyaya dzakasiyana-siyana ivo vari kuti aiwa vanhu vechidiki the biggest issue they are facing is indaba lena money kutswa uhulumende must provide money for them to be a source of self-employment. Uti uhulumende must provide imali so that abantu bathole ithuba lokuzithuthukisa njengabantu abasakhulayo. Because nxa kungela mali ukuthi abantu baforme amakampani abo ngezinto ezijeneyo. So I you just be playing with your time uzidlalisa isikhathi. Saka lina lithini ngalokhu liyavumelana na uzenzonyoni nxa esekhuluma izinto ezinjalo. Aiwa, ontanga, ndiyo nyaya ya trukuzea nasi muchirongwa. Tuono kutubano, wari kuti chiko kuma Facebook page edu. Anzi na, ii message ya garebai. Anzi na Cephas, vakuru waka mbosia mabasa, vaduku tumbo isao ruzivo redu. Aiwa, nduko nao wari kutaurao. Asi mkoma Cephas, nangomu hurumende wari ipo vechidiki anana. Vani wakawanda wari ipo vechidiki wari momu hurumende ya mnangagwa. Saka, what exactly do you mean pamunoti wakuru wa siye? Muruta wanezwa mtongeru wenyika ere kana ungoti chiko. Na uti nangomu wakambani tukona vechidiki waku pinda opane zhugaru. These important seats vechidiki waru pindao tukonao kune makamba ni akafana like for example I'll give you a perfect example actually that just came to my mind and thank you so much I'm so glad gulo mnumzana usimba mvuma yena he's been featured in Ford's 30 under 30 bakona he's not the only Zimbabwean that has been featured there so kusho ukuthi abontanga bakona abayenza izimanga abayizalane zeZimbabwe saka pamnenge mchiti aiwa vakuru ngavasiye mabasa are you referring to President Chetere Or are you talking about different industries? Hilo utaba oluse kutwini lamhlanje ontanga. Lina litini ngaloku. Sibona u-Evans ukona. Kanti Evans. Awusafuni lokushi uhlelo. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongwa. Sibona eneng labantu bakhona lami. Hanzi na Cleopas ndakatirira zvangu ndiri pa Zungula pa apa pa Zambia ndamboiverenga ii. So ontanga litsini ngotabolise kutwini. 10 minutes sele kuhlelo. Hai. Ngibona ngani abantu namhlanje liyangena yini ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. But ontanga you all know ukuthi unfortunately, it's the last 10 minutes of the show. Sesifike kuzinga laphaya where we use the opportunity within our show to appreciate Zimbabwean artists. So, nasi mchurongwa, today in our musical segment, in our last 10 minutes of our show, we want to use this opportunity to appreciate the artists that we have in Zimbabwe. Nasi mchurongwa, we are profiling a young producer, a young artist. He goes by the name of Mr. Camera, a.k.a. Grammy Cam. He calls, side note, for those that don't know, he calls himself Grammy Cam because he believes he's the first Zimbabwean artist or Zimbabwean producer that's going to win a Grammy Award. I'm excited to see that happen. Grammy Cam has taken Zimbabwean culture to the world, literally. He's worked with the likes of Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with the likes of Mr. Easy. For those that don't know who Mr. Easy is, he's a Billboard charting artist. Mr. Easy, Anenziyo, Zinonetsa, kwese kwese, from north through to east, south to west of the world. Ndiyaka imba o Nzionon's Badman from Zimbabwe. Ah, Ndiyaka Netsa, Yaka Netsa, Zichokwadi, and it was produced by Grammy Cam. Grammy Cam has worked with the likes, like I said, Ice Prince Amani. He's worked with Boosie from South Africa. He's worked with Brian K from Zimbabwe. And he's cranked out his own hits. So, Ontanga, let me show you guys. Let me give you guys a taste of what Grammy Cam does. Today, we Netflix and chill. Take a look, Ontanga. Azishe producer.
My. You know, Mr. Camera, I just got some chocolatey for us. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma get Coca-Cola, Fanta, cream soda. Some sweet, sweet things. I'ma switch on the TV. Put your favorite movie, Modern Family series, yeah. Netflix and chill, yeah. Netflix and chill. Yeah, girl, Netflix and chill. Come on. Yeah, Netflix and chill. Come on. Yeah, Netflix and chill. Coconut, got a tension. Baby, come over. Coconut, spot my attention. Baby, come over. Satumbo, dada, chete. Baby, come over. Satumbo, fada, chete. Baby, come over. I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good loving. I want to give you some loving. I want to give you some good, good loving. Netflix and chill. Yeah. Baby, Netflix and chill. Yeah. Netflix and chill. Yeah, baby, Netflix and chill. Yeah. Baby, how you do that? Once I get it, I never lose that. And I'm just trying to give you a new jack. Catch me, just trying to bring your groove back. Sell up, she like it orange, it's the new black. Now she listening to the new tracks, but don't know the words. Headphones like blah, blah, blah. Looking back there like my mama.
Always the winner, Grammy Cam, with Netflix and chill. Those with a naughty mind, you might want to reflex yourself. He's talking about Utando. Uti izantombazane uzoploma lami. Come, let's spend time together. Let's Netflix and chill. Sibukele abo Modern Family. Ngikuthekele izwitsi. Udle kamnandi. Let me show you some good, good loving. Always the winner, Grammy Cam. Shout out to Grammy Cam for giving us the video. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us profile him. Shout out for Grammy Cam for letting us playing his music. Lapa uhlelo lethu laba sakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. So ontanga sikusele 7 minutes watching thatha umlaleli wethu okugcina sikhulumisane. Mthereri mlaleli khola. Hello
Makadi.
Aiwa tsiripo Makadi.
ndinoitwa Emmanuel Runes Nzumbuko.
Mukoma Emmanuel, zviri kufamba?
Hapana chiri kumbofamba veduwe.
Taurai
namo kwa namo, sori kwa sori chaiwo. Ndava mabasa takadzidzira, tikaenda kuzvikoro tikatambisa mari dzedu, vabereki vakarasha mari dzedu, pamwe dei vakatotenga mazete gosi. Nguva yatakaenda kuchikoro yanga iri nguva yemazete next. Saka pari zvino hapana zvazviri kushanda gosi. Chikoro chachona tangova kungoita zvekurima. Kurima kwachona hakusi kubhadhara vanhu vakarima, vakaendesa mbeu dzavo kunana GMB. Havana kupiwa dzimari. Mabasa achona chatava kuti taakuita, ukange uri makanika, ukange uri driver, ukange uri kana umwe akaitawo zvinhu zvinoenderana needucation chaizvo chaizvo, hauchaiti trade yawakaita. Waakutoenda zviri offside, pamwe zvino waakutowanikwa uchitengesa paringi wakasenga mawesi, macharger zvese. Saka government yakundikana. Dei vanga vari vamwe vanhu vangoti aiwa mukomana akahwina chitanda chake ichi, but maizvo akunyadzisa. Moziva kuti kana uri baba pavanhu ukaita zvimwe zvinenge zviri zvinoratidza kuti aiwa baba varatidza kuti hazvichaiti. Hazvandachida kutaura hangu, hazvikwanisi kundizvitaura. Saka kuti vana vati baba vadai so unova kana mai chaiva vanototaura kuti ini zvinotaurwa izvozvo zvamuri kutaura izvozvo. Kura kuti havakundikana, vade vangu vari vamwe vasiyana nazvo vangozvigarira pasi, vangoti takuenda mumapurazi aya takatorera vanhu aya vonogara vonyarara, totadza kana kutozombohwa mazita avo kana kuhwa nezvavo. Vachamisa voita basa.
Saka ndiudzeiwo baba, muri kundiudzawo kuti hakuna kana dzimwewo nzira dzekuita mari kuZimbabwe?
Hapana nzira dzatinokwanisa kuti tiite mari ipapa. Unogona kutowanikwa munhu anenge akaita rimwe basa handiri kosi yake, mukosi yaunenge wakaita wakuwanikwa pamwe wakuita zveagriculture hazvisizvo zvawakaita. Wakuwanikwa pakosi yawakaita iwanga uchiita pamwe zveengineering. Wakuwanikwa uchibika macream donuts kana masamusa chaiwo. Kureva kuti zvinhu zvavakuitirana simbi neflower zvadifferent, zvinhu zvinotoenda maparallel lines iwaya kuti zvimwe zvezvinda zvakadai zvimwe zvakadai. Saka kureva kuti government haina zvairi kutombotikwanisa. Vakavimbisa mabasa akawanda ma-10,000 but hapana kana basa rimwe chete ratiri kutombowana.
Imi pamakaenda kuchikoro makadzidza chii?
Indakaita mota mekanisi.
Inda makatodzidza. Saka ndambotaurawo naZenzonyoni uyo amboti hanzi mukatarisa kuZimbabwe kunastuko hanzi at least 200 graduates vanomhanya vachienda kumanyika akasiyana siyana, kunana South Africa, kunana Botswana. Imi musemuwo wechidiki, have you considered something like that?
Ndakatomboindawo kunze kwenyika but you find kuti kunze kwenyika kuya kuya vane zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanotarisira, especially mapepers ekuti unge uchikwanisa kugaramo. Unogara wakacheswa nemapurisa, mari dzachona dzekuti ukwanise kureiza kana ingave 10,000 pula kana 10,000 rand. Kuti uireize ukwanise kupiwa madhokumenti avanoda avanoaccepta munyika mavo ka unenge usina pekutangira. Saka unogara uchingotenderera uchingoshaya kana zvekuita.
Saka ndiudzewo baba, mukatarisa vechidiki kuZimbabwe, kunewo vechidiki vane mota?
Variko vane mota, vazhinji vachona vari kuwana motikari nechikorokoza, but zvinhu zvaina unonyatsoona kuti hazvina line gozi. Ukatarisa iye zvino vanhu vari kurima mumakomo, umwe ari kunochera musaidhi megwizi, umwe mugwizi machona. Saka hapachina zvazvichabatsira bhozi, nzizi dzavharika, makomo, miti. Kana tichiwana kui mvura yerelief rainfall, takuwana convection kureva kuti mvura yatojamba nzvimbo idzodzo, yakuchina kana miti inokwanisa kudzivirira mvura iya kuti inge ichimira. Mhepo yangonigaikira. Saka zvichina chazvimonita izvozvo zvese.
Aiwa, ndanchibvunza nezvemota nokuti ndambotaurawo pachirongwa ndichiti aiwa pane vamwewo vane makambani akafanana natumeza nanazim taxi. We kana une mota yako unongouyawo nemota yako ongovawo mutyairiri, unenge wakuita basa rekugodhiraivha dhiraivha wanhu, otawo kamari kako. Nemaonderoingi harisi basa here iroro?
ibasa but animuruku wama teachers ari kuchema nenyaya yemari unosvika unopiwa $150 haina zvainotenga zvakangofanana nokuti garakumba
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma imenyu. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa baba.
Tinotenda kuti mandipinzwa muchirongwa hakusiko zvako kutanga asi ndinovimba kuti titaramba tichingobatana tichingodai.
Aiwa ndizvo izvozvo baba, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Tinotenda, aiwa tinotenda.
Ontanga ndimzile umnumzana Emmanuel esisiti hai kunzima eZimbabwe imisebenzi akula. Ushilo wathi yena ufundile ngempela, he did mechanical engineering. Kodwa uthi hayi ngaqeda sengiqedile ngaze ngabamba iphepha ngathi kanti umsebenzi wathi hayi mina dololo angikho. Ontanga isikhathi du sesiyaphela, sesifikile umaphetheleni ohlelo Zimbabwe omuhle. Thank you so much waphinda mchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa Zimbabwe omuhle, ngatisanganei same time same place nemswechipiri next week. Ndizabe ngikhona, igama lami nguMike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle, I love you all, good night.